Hosted on dimlywit.com.
Hey, baddies. We've had a slight disruption to our recording schedule. So this episode, it's a mini-sode. We're going to have our Patreon mini-sode next week. And then our first return and full episode is going to be in 2 weeks. We love you. We thank you for your support and appreciation in everything we do. And we'll be back to you very soon.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
Trey, I found your dream job.
I can only imagine where this is going.
No, I really did. I was like, this is amazing.
Let's hear it.
When the kids are all in school one day, or when they're adults, you could be super famous doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's called an intimacy coordinator. Have you ever heard of that?
No, but I'm very interested.
And like, I know you don't prefer the word intimacy.
No, intimacy is basically having sex with somebody, right?
Yeah, but
there's other forms of it, but those don't matter.
We can give you a different title. Like when you actually get the job, we can call you
sex coordinator,
yeah. Chief of Cock.
Ah, Chief of Cock.
President of Penis, the foreskin foreman, the head giver.
I would not be the foreskin foreman because I have yet to experience uncircumcised penis.
Foreskin foreman.
I have yet to experience, and I'm avoiding it like the plague.
I just imagine like putting that on your LinkedIn. I mean, I'd be like, sweet.
Honestly, I'd like to hear more about the job.
Okay. So
I'm not opposed. Is this me helping people have sex?
Yes, on camera. Wait, no, wait. It's not porn.
No,
it's not
I'm
what
good.
You said.
No.
Yeah, right. You think pornos hire intimacy coordinators?
I don't fucking know.
So it's a new category of Hollywood professionals who work on film and television sets to do choreographic, simulated sex between actors. So what their job, it's actually really cool. It's more than what we
hear.
We get what we hear.
Yeah.
Because, and when you think about this, this is actually going to blow your mind. So like when you see a sex scene on TV, mm-hmm. like in the past, people on set, they call it a closed set. Only a certain amount of people would be mm-hmm. like allowed in the room. But in reality, like it's not heavily monitored. And you know how Hollywood is. It's like, well, if you don't want to take your top off in the scene, find a fucking other actress that'll do it.
Yeah.
Right. So you felt very pressured to be in these uncomfortable mm-hmm. places. And then Me Too happened. And film started hiring these intimacy coordinators. And what they do is they essentially create like a safe space on set and you choreograph the sex scene like you would a stunt or a mm-hmm. dance. Like, you know, instead of it just being like, all right, go in the bed.
See,
you're
I'm going like,
to be grabbing
I feel
a
like,
titty.
Bro, I feel like if we're the I'm the type of person that can't handle like making out with somebody so intensely, like we're having sex. That's basically what it. We're going to be having sex.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine making out with a co-star and him like, I'm supposed to be pretending I'm having sex without actually, I'm going to get mad.
Yeah.
Just let's have sex. What does it matter?
And so, okay, so that's
I guess
called it, porno.
Unless you're married, I guess. But like, nobody, like I, as the viewer, I'm thinking you're fucking. So what, am I really going to know if you're not?
Well, okay, but what?
When I'm watching a movie so and saying, they're having sex, like I want to be like, I know
everyone,
they're not fucking, but like,
everyone.
I don't believe that they're not fucking.
Yeah. So, okay. So also think of it this way too. So for roles that are not just like awesome sex scenes, but like there's some more heavy shit, like if you watch Euphoria or like scenes that are like aggressive.
Yeah.
So they bring in this intimacy coordinator and this is how it's explained. Ida O'Brien, she's an intimacy coordinator and she explains it like this, you know, that similar to stunt coordinators, intimacy coordinators are needed to bring skills, techniques and clear choreography and consent when it comes to touch and nudity.
Mm-hmm.
So
you have to basically ask like both parties, like, do you feel comfortable if
yes, like
sucking on your nipple?
Yes.
Like,
yes, because imagine you hired for a role and you know it involves a makeout scene and the actor just starts like twisting your nipple. Maybe he's
this is why I'd be the best fucking actress
like,
ever because I'd be like, what? I know I signed up for this shit, whatever.
Well, so what they actually said is that the person coming in, like at first, like people are like, oh, directors are not going to want it because it's going to make the actress give them more power to like shut shit down. But it's done the opposite. It's made them feel more comfortable and more open to explore
I
things.
I have to say, recently, sex scenes have become like real crazy.
They're
to where
nuts.
I truly don't see how they can't be actually having sex. And if that's because of the intimacy coordinator, then like that's your job is well played.
They just, one of these actresses literally got an award and thanked the intimacy coordinator because I forgot the show, but it's like super graphic and it just deals with a lot of aggressive topics. And she was saying she could not have done it without the intimacy coordinator. So listen to this. There's another intimacy coordinator. Her name is Alicia Rodas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was hired on this show. I don't know if you know it. It's on HBO called The Deuce.
Mm-mm.
So listen to this. So
the deuce, like number two, or the douche?
I think deuce, like deuce.
Like deuce is wild. Okay. I was like, I don't know. Maybe you're pronouncing it wrong, or I've definitely never seen this show
called The Douche.
I was like, I don't think I've heard of this at all. Just checking.
I just like got a visual of all your boyfriends, like The Douche on HBO.
Oh, you meant douchebag. Okay. Awesome.
All right. So this actress, her name's Emily Mead. She said she was, you know, super excited she got this role. She plays a porn star, but it's not a fucking actual porn, right? So she said she was about to film one of the most vulnerable scenes of her career. It was a graphic sequence in which she had simulated oral sex. She said at one point in the scene, she's supposed to stand in the corner half nude while the character spoke. And she said, listen, reading that was scary to me. I'm not only a little worried of the act of doing that, but it's pretty vulnerable and embarrassing, especially with the internet. Like, these images of me topless pretending to give oral sex are going to be on the internet for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So they brought this intimacy coordinator in and it changed everything. It like made her feel comfortable.
Can I do this in real life? How do you fake giving a job? This is what we need, an intimacy coordinator.
So you're saying we should get her on the show.
So what's happening here? How do I fake and then like us all believe it?
Yeah.
Like, I want to know, in 365, that woman had Michelle Marone's dick in her mouth. I don't care what she said. I watched the show. I saw her literally bouncing up and down on it. Like, how the fuck was that simulated? I need answers.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull it up.
No, that's okay.
I need you to see.
Okay.
How fucking real. I don't even know where I would, I guess Netflix. Like, how fucking real that scene on the yacht looked.
Find it. So this actress, as a result of the intimacy coordinator, right?
Mm-hmm.
They brought her in. They walked through the sequence with the other actor, the director, mm-hmm. and they had an open conversation about concerns, discussed even the possibility of maybe using a robe. Mm-hmm. And because of this, the actress felt comfortable doing the scene as it was written. It gave her confidence to know everybody was on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And like in the past, this wouldn't have been a conversation, but it's giving, you know, females in Hollywood some power back. And I think it's awesome.
I'm just blown away by this. I truly am. I want to know what her job is. Like, I want to know how she's like, and then you bounce, you up and down. Like,
listen,
what?
So one role intimacy coordinators play is helping choreograph scenes with the actor's boundaries at the forefront. That can mean anything, such as monitoring the actor's hand placements, ensuring they have certain types of genital barriers, and guaranteeing that no one is pressured into nudity that wasn't previously agreed on. So that's something that would happen, like, you'd be fucking filming a scene in Hollywood that did not require nudity, and then the fucking director would be like, hey,
by the way, you gotta get naked.
Yes, can you whip out a tit? And like, as an actress, you feel pressure, and you would just do it. So now this person is there, the same way there's a stunt coordinator. I mean, there should be someone there. Makes sense.
I can't find it.
I unfortunately have a very good visual in my head, but okay, explain the scene to the listeners.
So first of all, it's like 365 days is like basically the ultimate tease between like a girl being kidnapped from this guy who's beyond gorgeous and her not wanting to be there, and then her like seeing how he is and like him not giving himself to her because he's like, I'm not going to give you it until you want it. And then she's like, fuck, I actually want it now. And she doesn't make a move because she's the fucking kidnappee. How do you say that? The kidnapped. And then it like finally like he like saves her from drowning and they fight and then they have sex on this yacht. And when I tell you this scene, I will swear up and down, I saw everything. That man sucked on her nipples. That man fucking flipped her over. She had his dick down her throat. Like, there's just no way it was simulated. Like, tell me how.
Are we sure? Maybe it was real sex.
I get it. He probably wore a prosthetic, right? Okay, so he tucks his in and puts a prosthetic on. But she's still sucking dick.
Yeah.
Whether it's his or not. That woman had something in her mouth. And you could tell me it wasn't him. But That's not porn?
No, that is very pornographic. That okay. is a porn. That's not a regular. That's so aggressive.
It was, I literally saw skin going in and out of her mouth. Like, you can't tell me that wasn't something. And even if it was a prosthetic, there was skin. Not a simulation from an on-screen coordinator.
No.
Bullshit.
Intimacy coordinator.
Whatever. This was intense. Oh, they
definitely had a foreskin foreman there.
Yeah, they definitely had the foreskin foreman. I will never understand. And some scenes that I've watched, I'm like, how is this not them having sex?
Can you Google it and see if it's
real
sex? I
just tried. I've been trying.
No, can you Google and see, like, was 365, like, real sex scenes? Like, I'm curious. Maybe it was sold as, like, a porno that's going to go mainstream. I don't fucking know.
Netflix.
On Netflix. Like, maybe that was the whole goal.
Okay.
Hey, all you true crime fans. This is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morph.
And we'd like to invite you to listen to our podcast, Criminology.
Launched in 2017, we've covered a variety of strange cases from murders to missing persons. Some of the cases are ones you may not have heard of.
Other cases we cover are some of the most historic in true crime. There are 200 episodes of Criminology available to binge on right now. And new episodes come out every Saturday night.
Subscribe to Criminology today, wherever you listen to your podcast.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
Baddies, it's a new season. Spring is in the air. Ever hear of spring fever? It's a season of love. And we know the smell of fresh blooms and the sun shining down. You can't help but want to spice things up a little bit and explore your inner desires and fantasies. On Dipsy, you're going to find stories that match this mood, that match this season, the sexual season, shall we say. You know, whether it's a warm cup of coffee, basking in the sunlight, or listening to a sexy story, pleasure is all around us. And with Dipsy, your sanctuary is waiting. Escape into a world where pleasure is your only priority. You're allowed to switch things up when you feel like it. You know, yesterday, maybe you were jamming to country music, but today you're listening to 90s throwback. I'm not mad at it. Whatever. I'm not judging. You know what I will judge you for? If you don't try Dipsy, because Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short and sexy audio stories designed by women for women. So they're going to bring you into this immersive scenarios, right? With characters and sounds and a world where there really is no judging and it doesn't matter who or what turns you on. It's all good. On Dipsy, you're going to find stories about that intriguing coworker with a British accent, or as Tracy prefers, a New York accent. Or, you know, maybe you're banging your hot yoga instructor. I mean, everyone's got their thing. Again, no judging. If you want to sweat in hot yoga and have sex, that's cool with me. And that's cool with Dipsy. And in this world, you can do it. You can do whatever you want. This is going to be your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, or heat things up with a partner. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/bad examples. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/bad examples. dipseastories.com/bad examples. Spring fever. Don't forget it. dipseastories.com/bad examples. Hey, baddies. We know you all love anything and everything reality TV, so you guys have to check out the Barely Famous podcast hosted by everyone's favorite TV villain, Kale Lowry. TV villain. We love those, don't we, here? We're big fans of the villains. Kale, she is bringing you the most real, raw, and sometimes uncomfortable conversations with celebrities, TikTokers, friends, and even some of her exes. Yeah, you heard that right. Her exes. Yeah. Kale actually just sat down with her ex-husband Javi on a recent episode. And if you think they bring the drama on TV, just you wait. Nothing is off limits, and we are here for it. Listen to the Barely Famous podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Just like you listen to our show every Tuesday, you're going to listen to Kale's show every Friday. So you guys have to check out the Barely Famous podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Fun fact, Barely Famous is what my friends called me when my elbow was in a scene of Jerseylicious. Enjoy, baddies. Let us know what you think. I'm really excited to tell you about our new sponsor because we talk about self-care on the show a lot. We even did a full episode about it. And I kind of talked about, you know, what I like for self-care. You know, it is something that I'm trying to get back into my life. I think all moms can understand this, right? Because we tend to give out everything we have and we don't save anything for ourselves. And if you haven't been taking care of yourself lately, well, what about our ritual at night? How can we forget about that? And we're partnering with Calm, the number one mental wellness app, to give you the tools that improve the way you feel. Reduce stress, reduce anxiety through guided meditations, improve focus with curated music tracks, and rest and recharge with Calm's imaginative sleep stories for children and adults. There's even new daily movement sessions designed to relax your body and uplift your mind. When it comes to meditation, you may have heard about it before, but maybe it's something you haven't tried for yourself. And with Calm, it's going to help you feel at ease from the moment you start. With Calm, you're going to find somewhere that's comfortable and familiar for you, like a couch or a bed, and you're going to tune into Calm. So what's awesome about this is that we all need a break, whether you're a crazy busy mom or crazy busy at work or just crazy busy in your life. And it's time for a break. And Calm wants you to focus on yourself for a freaking moment. Just take a moment, take a deep breath, let it all out. Didn't that feel good? That actually felt good for me. If you go to calm.com/bad examples, you'll get a special 40% off a Calm premium subscription, and new content is added every week. Over 100 million people around the world have used Calm to take care of their minds. Calm is ready to help you stress less, sleep more, and live a happier, healthier life. And for the listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer, 40% off a Calm premium subscription. That's at calm.com/bad examples. Go to calm.com/bad examples for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. Now that's calming. Go to calm.com/bad examples. So actors actually say that like having the intimacy coordinator there makes it fun because it's not just safe, but like it's choreographed like a dance.
I guess.
So like you.
I don't know. You could do a lot of things to me. You start getting crazy on me, I'm gonna want to have sex. Like whether it's part of the script or not, motherfucker. Like well, how do you even like, oh, cut.
So
like,
here's no, my question.
Cut. Don't interrupt him.
You have two beautiful, good looking people on set.
That's why people fall in love on set.
So they're doing guys, like, how do you control your boner is my question.
No, they're definitely getting. That's what I'm not understanding. Like, how are you rubbing up against her? And, like, later they laugh, like, LOL, that time you got a boner because you rubbed up against me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What? How do you, like, differentiate, like, work and then, like, intense need for each other? I don't get it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a stay-at-home mom and I'm not a fucking actress, because I don't get it. I don't think I could play that role.
Yeah, you'd be cheating on your at-home person with
Get, like, I'd be like, listen, we gotta clarify something. Like, you know how I am. Like, I'm not going on this set right now. Nothing's going on. No, I'm just like, I don't think I could ever imagine doing that. Sexually suggestive language, moderate nudity, including a scene where a woman is, no, this was porn.
Porn, right? For yeah, sure.
No, I'm sorry. Those sex scenes were way too realistic not to be real. Here it is. 365. It's right here. And somebody else has the sexiest show on Netflix based on a novel. Who cares?
Based on the novel. Who cares? Carry on.
Michelle Marone has since cleared up any confusion by saying that it's brilliant acting makes moments seem so lifelike. It got us debating whether they chose to romp on scene instead of faking it. Thank you. From Robert Pattinson pleasuring himself in Little Ashes to Shia LaBeouf and Stacey Martin's body doubles going at it in Nymphomaniac, here are six actors that really had sex on set.
Okay, let's go back for a
little
second.
Little Ashes is a movie with Robert Pattinson, who was that Twilight guy who I don't find attractive, but once I decided to quit acting, it was when I did Little Ashes. I played Salvador Dali, and I had to do a sex scene where I was naked. I also had to masturbate. I mean, really masturbate. Oh, so he literally jerked off on camera. Okay. Then they had real porn doubles that did. Oh, so they could have
porn
body
doubles
where they're actually having sex, like Shia LaBeouf in Nymphomaniac. I'm going home watching all these movies.
Yeah, so it says that the sex scenes in 365 were actually not real, which is crazy.
Blowing my mind.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine. Like, I don't have Netflix on my phone, or I'd pull it up right fucking now.
This is what the cinematographer of 365 said about the sex scenes. Mm-hmm. We wanted the camera to be as much invisible as possible to let them act. Jesus. So indeed, The takes were very, very long. We created the most intimate atmosphere we could for the actors. We reduced the on-set crew to an absolute minimum. As it was handheld, I was following their action and trying to show their passion in a natural, beautiful way. We wanted this sex to be pretty authentic. We wanted viewers to hear their whispers, heavy breathing. We wanted to show sweat and passion, but not cross the border on pornography. Well, I
beg to differ, but okay.
Well, methinks you crossies.
Methinks you crossed a little bit,
Poquito. Yeah, just a little. But yeah, unbelievable. They were fake sex scenes, but not every, you know, show in Hollywood brings on an intimacy coordinator, but they're starting to. And
I think it's a great idea to make people feel comfortable. I just truly can't imagine what her job consists
of. But not all, think about it, not all sex scenes are fun and passionate. Some of them are horrific. Do you know what I mean?
Well, some of the rape scenes, like rape even like scenes. On, like they've got to have an intimacy coordinator on like SVU, like Law and Order.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The whole show is about rape.
Yeah.
It's an awful thing to have to simulate. Like,
So, you know, with this being an up and coming profession.
Okay.
I think now is the time to get your feet wet. So this is what you would do. This is why you'd be awesome, Tracy, because you'd read the script. You'd go talk to the actors and be like, okay, what are you comfortable with? A little titty action? Great. And then you talk to the actor and you're like, okay, what are you down with? And he goes, I'll grab a titty. Cool. So then you choreograph a scene. You're going to say, okay, you know, first you're going to kiss her nipple, and then you're going to twist her nipple, and they're going to act out how you say it. For you're going to read the script, talk to the director, and instead of just putting two actors in a bed, they know kind of what they're doing, and it's just safer, and it's a sweet thing for you.
I guess because it's got to have like 45 takes that they just clip together, so it's very much like, oh, do it, and then like she's probably laughing, trying not to make eye contact. You just crop her head out of the scene. No one would know. So like, I guess it's got to be like less intense as we're watching it, so we don't get it.
Yeah.
But these actors are like all cool and friends after. So like, it can't be that uncomfortable.
Well, one of the things I was reading is that the sex coordinator like really suggests that you should go with your like scene partner before and like get to know them, so you're not just like thrown into.
I personally would rather have a sex scene with a stranger.
Oh Jesus, Tracy!
Because like somebody I know.
Nothing
like,
you're saying is normal. No, you want to have sex scenes with strangers. You want to not have an intimacy coordinator because you just want to fuck on set.
No, these are
all cold pornos.
No, I was saying. I can't imagine being like, hey, let me become best friends with you so in 15 minutes you could suck on
it's
my
not
tits
best
and we could be fucking. No, I'd rather just be like, I don't know this guy. Never going to fucking see him again. Get him in here and get him out. Like, let's do what we got to do and be done. Like, I don't really want to have to go walk a red carpet with you after.
See, and for
I don't think I could ever do it.
For me, like, I would probably fall in love during my sex scene.
Yeah,
be
you
like,
would because you get attached.
Be like, oh, we're
zero
definitely
attachment.
In love.
Yeah.
He loves me. I love him.
Yep. Squeeze my nipple. I'm in.
We're meant to be.
Meant to be. Yeah. I'm writing it on a tree somewhere. I'm carving it out. Me, I'm like, I never need to talk to you again. ever. I don't even know your name. What is your name, sir?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I just like, I have no connection with people.
No, you do not.
Well, I'm dead inside.
You're fucking dead inside.
I know.
You'd actually be a terrible intimacy coordinator.
Terrible. I'd be like, suck it up. What the fuck is the problem here?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Are you sure you don't want him just to slip it in?
Why is it so difficult? You know, fuck the scene. Just slip it in. Make my job easier. Don't tell anybody.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Well, listen to this. So
this is blowing my mind. This is a career. This is also blowing my mind that some scenes in sex movies are actual real scenes that we just like to bring on porn stars to film as body doubles. That's crazy.
So there are certain protocols on set for when actors get too excited.
Oh, yes. This is what we want to know. Okay.
Which means that they get a time out.
Yeah. Go to timeout.
Give them
go
five,
stay and look at the wall for 5 minutes.
Give them 5 minutes. Then I come in and check in. And, you know, they bring them back when they're ready.
I'm done.
I mean,
I'm done.
That seems like
I'm
wild
fucking
to me.
Done. Go take a time. Excuse me, sir. You're hard. Let's take a 10 minute. He's fucking hard again. We need 10. When we were on Jersey Licious and Glam Fairy, when you had to pee, they'd be like, we got a 10-1 over here.
You remember? That's amazing.
And when they had to shit, they'd scream, we got a 10-2. I'm crying. So I'm fucking on real movies. They must be like, we got a 10-3. 10-minute break, everyone. Go get yourself something at the craft table.
Get yourself a snack while he tries to get his boner down.
While he rubs one out real quick.
Yeah.
That's how I picture it, because I remember how like fucking staged our shows were, that like I can't imagine. Like they used to literally call out like Tracy's 10-1, like everyone needs to know I'm peeing right now.
Did you watch Bridgerton?
No. Okay. I tried so hard to get into that.
Did you watch any of it? Do you see any sex scenes?
No, the scenes were forever. All I found myself doing was fast forwarding until I seen a sex scene that these people were epically talking about. And I was like, this is awful.
All right. So it says intimacy coordinators played a big role in that Netflix series.
Awful.
We did intimate scenes like stunts. We blocked them out. So you have yoga balls in between you and all sorts of things that make you feel exposed in any way, that never make you feel exposed in any way.
Okay.
But the scenes weren't as effortless as they, you know, appear to be on TV, she says. Like, you rehearse so much that it just feels like, you know.
Mm-hmm. I just think this is all really mind-blowing. And I've watched so many sex scenes in movies and just been like, I don't know how they do it. Because most of these people are married. Like, And then I know you take your husband to, like, the premiere of the movie. Like, does he step out?
It's weird.
It's all weird. Like, I always think about that. I'm like, how... If you're with somebody or dating somebody and there's a sex scene, like, do you clear it with your husband first? Do you tell him, like, I've already been signed to this, like, this is what I have to do? Or, like, I'd rather you not watch the movie? Like,
you're going to say, don't worry, honey, we have an intimacy coordinator there.
It was so fun. We laughed the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, fucking liar. The guy did not take a 10-3. Don't worry.
I can't believe it. Like they're children. I'm sorry, we have to put you in timeout until your little boner goes down.
That's so weird.
It's so weird, but, you know, again, let's say you're an actress. Maybe it's not, you know, your type. Maybe it is the sex scene with a nerd.
It's just crazy.
You'd want somebody in there.
Yeah, I definitely need an intimacy coordinator for that.
Get that yoga ball right between you guys.
That's fucking nuts.
That makes no sense. Yeah, no, it's wild. But it's becoming really popular that some of the major networks like HBO like are just... They're requiring them now.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like
it.
I'm supportive of this. I like everyone feeling comfortable during sex scenes.
Yeah.
Just so you can make us uncomfortable while watching them. Thank you. Have a great day.
And Tracy will be working on her resume for the rest
of
the day.
And I'm going to go sign up. Bye.
Qualifications.
Zero. Absolutely none.
Talks about sex on podcast. Has lots of sex. Only afraid of foreskin. You imagine you're on set and you like you see a dude's foreskin.
I'm like, bro, what am I supposed to do with
you're
that?
You're the sex coordinator.
Ew.
All right, see you next Tuesday, baddies.
Bye, baddies.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.